Many years prior, God had decreed that a temple be built that would essentially be his home where his people could come to worship him. And so they built it out of stone. And when we think of stone, we tend to think of, you know, rocks we move in our yard. I've been to Israel, and the temple's no longer there because we don't need it. We have Jesus. But as you go underground where the foundation of the temple remains, these stones are, they're enormous, like the size of a railroad car. They're huge. I mean, the fact that they quarried them and transported them and stacked them, I mean, it's an engineering marvel. I'm not exactly sure how all of this happened. And so they quarried the stones. At least that's what the commentators believe this is in reference to. And they brought them all together and they were going to create the temple. And there was one stone in particular that they looked at and said, it's an oddball. It's the wrong shape. It's the wrong size. It doesn't work. And so it was rejected. It was thrown over on the scrap heap. And then as they started constructing the temple, they came to realize that oddball stone fits perfectly. Once we look at all that is required and necessary, that should in fact be the cornerstone, the capstone, the chief stone. That's the most important stone of all. So they reclaimed it from the quarry, laid it down, and then built the temple off of that stone. And Jesus says, I'm like that. See, we look at Jesus in first, he just looks like an oddball. He's too rural. He's not urban. He's too single. He's not married. He's too poor. He's not rich. He's too powerless. He's not powerful. He's certainly not traveled enough. He's never been more than 200 miles from home. He doesn't come from the right family. They're poor peasants. His mom was a teenager. We don't even know where he went to college. We don't even think he has a degree. Certainly, he can't be the Son of God. He's an oddball. In addition, he just doesn't fit. He doesn't fit in the other religions because he keeps saying offensive things like, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Your father's the devil. He says some stuff that's really hard for the philosophers and the religious professors at the community college to sort of work into their lecture without it turning into a debate. He's an oddball. He says things like, I'm the resurrection and the life. That's a big statement from a 30-year-old homeless guy. He just comes off like an oddball. So he's cast off to the side. Religious people do this. Irreligious people do this. Philosophy professors do this. Historians do this. Sociologists do this. Psychologists do this. Some of you have done this. He's just too odd. He doesn't fit. Off to the side. Jesus says, no. I fit perfectly. I fit perfectly because he's perfect. And the big idea is this. Everything in your life has to begin with Jesus. That's the big idea. You say, I want a great marriage. Start with Jesus and then build your marriage on Jesus. I want to raise a family. Start with Jesus, then make some babies. I want to have a business. Start with Jesus, then figure out your business. I want to overcome some addiction, some sin, some hurt. Some trouble in my life. Start with Jesus, work from there. Anything you want to be or do, all starts with Jesus. Don't let him be the rejected stone. And this is really the problem that some of you, quite frankly, are having practically with your life. You built your life, forgot Jesus, and now you're trying to find a way to slip him in. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Some of you need to really honestly consider dismantling much, if not all, of your whole life. So you know what? I'm trying to squeeze Jesus into my time, into my budget, into my life. Rather than squeezing him in, what if he went first? What if my first priority was get to know Jesus? What if my first priority was devotion to Jesus? And what if I built my budget off of that and my schedule off of that and my career off of that and my relationships off of that and perhaps my marriage off of that and children, if God should bless me with them, off of that and grandkids off of that and my life off of that and my ministry off of that and my death off of that? What if we started with Jesus? Some of you really need to consider, what does it look like to just disassemble it all and start over with Jesus first? Because the point is this, it's just like when you construct a building, a bad foundation means eventually it leans and then it collapses. You get the wrong cornerstone, it can't hold the weight, the angles get crooked, and the architectural metaphor is, it's only a matter of time before it crumbles, and life is like that. And see, God loves you, and God wants your life to be fruitful. Back to the original analogy, he wants it to grow, and he wants it to be one that works for you to live in, to honor him. And you can't build a life where Jesus is not in your life or just a part of your life. He has to be the cornerstone of your life.